Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about this Gardner Minshew? He really is unbelievable. I mean, is this even happening? Is this like some kind of dream we're in, a dream state? Because this guy was playing at Washington State for Mike Leach. There's no one on the face of the earth that would have thought he would be some starting quarterback in the NFL, or that this kind of fell in his lap. Foles breaks the clavicle. They bring in Minshew. And I think he's been spectacular. I mean, all things being equal, in the previous games, they lost. And, I guess in the Houston game, they lost 13-12, but he was 23 of 33 for 213 yards and threw a touchdown. No picks. Got sacked four times. And then, what was it? In the game against Kansas City, he went 22 of 25 for 275 yards, two touchdowns, one pick, got sacked once, had an unbelievable rating of 122.5. The Houston game, 97.2. Tonight, 20 of 30 for 204, two TDs, no picks, no sacks, a 108.2 rating. I have to tell you, Carver High, the guy has thrown for over 600 yards and in two starts. I mean, the other game he came in after Foles got injured. You cannot deny he's the second quarterback in franchise history with a pass TD in his first three games. He's done all of that. He's already thrown five touchdowns. You got to admit, the guy's been phenomenal. I mean, to this point, people are falling in love with him, too. I don't even know. I won't say when Foles comes back, they didn't pay him all that money to not play him, but they got a problem now because this guy, the fans are falling in love with him.
Yeah, no, they really are. And it's, he has a lot of personality, too, which is, when you're playing like he did tonight and you win a game and he's been pretty good since he's come in, and then you also have this personality that the guy's got. He's a wacky dude. He's fun.
Humble.
The fans are going to really get into that because you love that stuff. When you get a guy who, listen, you have great players on your team, like the Trouts or the Jeters, but they stand up there and they just, they give you nothing and they're great players and you root for them and you love them. But when you get a guy who comes in and he's got a little bit of juice, a little bit of personality, you have a little fun watching the guy and you can tell that he's having fun, you kind of gravitate to those guys as well.
So in the middle of all of this, as they're just celebrating Minshew after the game on NFL Network, they've had him on the air for a half an hour with his whole family, all of his friends, their friends.
They just want a party. It's like a party.
Even Maurice Jones-Drew is there partying with him. But in all honesty, the Ramsey thing is hanging over this franchise and in that locker room. Now, he has obviously demanded a trade, but he said it has nothing to do with my teammates. I love them. It has nothing to do with the city. I love it here. Still doing charity work here. Still out with the fans, signing autographs, taking pictures, whatever. I love the city. I love my teammates. It's much more than that. It's the front office and the organization. So he just hates the organization. I mean, how quickly do they should get rid of this guy as soon as possible? He's like a – you know what he is? He's like a fire. He's like a fire in the clubhouse.
Well, especially after the game he just had tonight. I mean, his value just went up even more. You already had the Mexican for at least one, if not more, first-round picks. The guy had nine tackles tonight. He just became even more valuable because you saw what he can do, even better than he's done so far this season.
Yeah, he had a good game.
I mean, how many times a cornerback have that many tackles? Usually that's a linebacker or, defensive lineman. The guy's coming from the outside getting all these tackles.
Do you think – so now they're saying that they'll get rid of him before the Denver game. They play at Denver next, so that it'll happen in the next week, which is kind of throwing darts at the donkey's rear end, isn't it? It'll happen within a week. Thanks for that update. I saw a reporter tonight saying this deal should happen in the next 7 to 9 days. Thanks a lot for that. Thanks for that. What an
you
insight.
Mean between now and the next time they play?
Yeah, like,
is that kind of where
so
you're
this,
going?
This chick on ESPN said, yeah, a source told her it'd be. Now, listen, I can top it. She said it'll be within the next 9 days. And she also reported that Kansas City, Baltimore, Minnesota, Oakland, Philadelphia, and Seattle have all made inquiries, and every other team in the league has also called them. She did a great job of covering every single team in the league wants him. What a horrible reporter. Like, I mean, narrow it down a little bit. Not every team in a league. And it'll be and he'll be traded in the next 9 days. Thanks so much for that crappy report you gave us tonight.
Well, with the way they played on Thursday night.
I don't want to say her name in fear of getting sued, because if you make fun of anyone now, you get sued, don't you? If you make fun of some woman, I'll get sued, won't I? Because she's such a crappy reporter. Would that be all right if I made fun of her?
They're even saying in some of the reports that some of the teams that are interested in him because of them playing on Thursday night, and obviously the deal not being done because he's playing tonight, something we're asking the NFL, like, if we trade for this guy after they play, can he still play for us on Sunday?
Wow, that he would play Sunday?
They won't. NFL said no, players only have to play one time a week, so he can't. But some teams that were interested were thinking about doing that.
No, but everybody else can play twice a week. You can play on Sunday and Thursday, right? Everyone else can play twice a week. Remember, don't they have games
on Sunday? Sunday and Thursday, but not Thursday and Sunday, apparently.
Well, that makes no sense. Is that not just backwards, what they're doing anyway? Every player in the league has complained about the Thursday night games, have they not? I'm not complaining tonight, hitting both ways, Jags to win and getting the 1.5. Leonard Fournette had 6 catches in that game. I thought he looked good, and he carried it 15 times for 66 yards. I thought he had a good night, a lot of plays, and he had quite a load. So I haven't seen him look really good in a couple years, right? He's been injured so much, and I think he's been ineffective. But I thought tonight he did a lot for him. I mean, nothing was staggering, but, you know, he ran the ball 15 times and he caught 6 passes. I thought he had a big piece of that game tonight, to be honest with you.
Well, they talked a lot coming into the season about how he recommitted to the team, lost weight, dropped like 20 pounds, that he's the lightest he's been since he came in the NFL, and that he actually wants to play football again. Like, he was checked out last year, it seemed like. He was heavy. He just didn't care. So it's a big difference for him this year. And you were talking about Minshew before. I mean, we talk about the numbers and how good he is, but his numbers should have been even better tonight. Like you talked about, that Westbrook should have been touchdown, right in his hands in the end zone.
Right.
There were a bunch of other ones where he threw it to guys and they went to go move too quick because they're not a great team and these guys aren't top-level talent, that they're moving before they really have the ball in their hands and drop it. He should add another couple completions and at least another touchdown.
I agree with that. I thought some of the play – I said before, I thought Westbrook's drop in the end zone was embarrassing. I mean, you know his teammates are making fun of him in the locker room after his drops, like Butterfingers. I have to ask you, though, I thought Marcus Mariota – now, he slung it 40 times, 23 of 40 for 304. Don't be fooled by the numbers. He was terrible.
He sucks. Let's just flat out lay it on the line here. That guy – is never going to get it done in this league, ever. And I'm not just basing that off tonight. He was horrible tonight, like you just said. I'm basing that off the last couple years.
He's been horrible.
He's either hurt or he sucks. It's never anything else.
He was 19 of 28 against the Colts for 154 yards. That's embarrassing. And I took the Colts in that game to win in Smashville. That was a great bet. And then he loses tonight. And in the Cleveland game that they won, he was actually 248. He was 14 of 24, so he's literally been stinking it up at around 57-58% completions this year. And I got to tell you, if you're throwing at 58 in the NFL, you suck. I mean, honestly, there's guys throwing 78-80%. Guys like, you know, that complete every pass they throw practically. And then this guy, he's completing barely over half of his passes.
We talked to Ballpark Franks about it before the season started, how they brought in Tannehill to kind of push him and let him know, like, there's finally someone behind you that can take your job. Not that Tannehill had a lot of success in Miami, but that he's actually a legit backup. He might be taking over the reins at some point this season. They're going to draft somebody.
I'd play him next week. I'd play Tannehill next week. That guy is no good. Honestly, when they win their football games lately, the last couple years,
it's because of Henry.
Well, either their running game or their defense. Their defense won the game in Cleveland in week one.
Right.
The Browns committed 1,000 penalties. They had a couple pick sixes off of Mayfield. He kept throwing them the ball. Their defense and the stupidity of the Browns won them that game in week one. These last 2 weeks, their offense has been garbage.
But you don't think that they have the onions to bench him?
They don't.
After
of course
games.
They don't.
They're
they don't
play
have
him.
The onions to bench him.
They're going
to play him. I'm saying I would play Tannehill next week.
Now, you know how they are. I'm surprised because they go, and I bet against them tonight and won, but you know how they go from winning to losing to winning to losing to winning to losing. They have a good game, bad game, good game.
Who are they playing next week?
Next week they play at the Falcons.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. They win a big game in Cleveland, then they lose a couple games that you think they're going to win, and everybody will bet the Falcons next week off of these two Titan games.
Right.
You watch. They'll go down to Atlanta and win like a 20-17 game. That's what they've done for the past couple years. They always do it. I can't believe I'm saying this because I just said how much the guy sucks. Their run game and their defense will win him a game in Atlanta next week.
Yeah, and I think the penalties and sacks really hurt them tonight. I mean, that their offensive line got just totaled by the Jaguars. And it was just, a party down in Jacksonville tonight. And they needed that because that was their first win. So now everybody's got a win in that division. That's it. Houston's 1-1, Indy 1-1, Jacks 1-2, Tennessee 1-2. So,
and they had a chance at having more. Last week, if they go from kick the extra point and go to overtime, they had a lot better chance to win that game. They could have beaten Houston. But instead, Rome made the dumb decision, and now they're only 1-2. They could be leading that division right now.
You mean the Jags?
Yeah.
Yeah, they blew that game.
They went and tied it up. All they do is kick the extra point and then go into overtime.
He went for two.
He went for two and right up the middle and they didn't get it.
So do you got a problem with Doug Marrone going for two and going for it and then they come back and win? So, I mean, at least they're going for it. Like, what do they have to lose besides nothing? They don't matter.
Even tonight, they went for it on like fourth down when they're up 20-3. Kick the field goal, then you're up by more than two scores. Instead, he takes the risk and doesn't get it.
All right, we go to the third hour, the Billy Idol Hour of Love, 855-212-4227. What games do you want to talk about for Friday, Saturday, Sunday? We got you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.